Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Turn your Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 85, verse number 6. I am amazed how much revelation the Lord has been giving me from just one verse. See how big the Bible is, and God will give me just a verse, and then I begin to tear it apart. Then it will show you, say, look at this, look at that, consider that, explain this. The book is Psalms, chapter 85, verse number 6. The Bible says, will thou not revive us again? So today we are talking about revival for Central Louisiana. The word of God say, will thou not revive us again? Why? That your people may rejoice in thee. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are so grateful. Thank you, O God, for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to have a revival. Holy Spirit, I need your help this morning. Religion and tradition have messed up this thing called revival. Release me to teach your word. Help our hearing this morning. Help our understanding this morning. Change the situation here in Central Louisiana for your glory. We need you, Lord, in times like this. We need revival. Glorify yourself in this house. Let your anointing flow freely, unhindered, without any interruption. Use your servant as an oracle of God. Now I step back that you may step up. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion this morning is titled, An Invitation to Revival. I want to invite all of you to join me in having a revival. Please permit me to give you the background to this message. Why am I preaching about revival? The simple answer to that is that there is a lot going on in Central Louisiana. Am I right about it? So God commanded me to go and proclaim his gospel that this community needs not a program, but a true revival. You know what is going on. I don't need to remind you that there's a lot of killing going on. There's a lot of shooting going on. You know what is going on. A lot of our churches are virtually empty. You know what is going on. Our schools are in trouble. Even our government are struggling. And don't forget our homes. The enemy is having a field day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a revival. I was seeking the Lord concerning all these challenges. Just like we have doctors, we have politicians, we have business people, we have preachers, we have prophets and apostles, all these fivefold ministries. Our job is to seek God and say, what is the answer? Just like the police, they're doing their part, the politicians doing their part, a man or woman of God must do his own part. Now you see why I am talking about revival. God said to me, you need a revival in your community. God said to me, go out there and teach about revival. And push for revival. And pray for revival. Then you will see a change in your community. So I am on an assignment by Almighty God concerning the need for revival. Please take note. If you have to understand revival, my assignment today is to tell you what it is, why do we need a revival, and how can we get a revival. So I will tell you what revival is, why we need one, and how we can get revival. Let me start out by letting you all know what revival is. You think you know, but no, you've been having programs, not revival. In all you're getting, the word of God say, get understanding. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, revival means to bring back to life when something is dead. Revival is for what church had before and church lost it, and we are trying to revive it back. Revival is concerning something that we lost, something that died in our hand. And take note, if you're going to bring something back to life, it means that something is dead. Revival, therefore, is the remedy for anything that church had before, but we lost it. Are you all still here? One thing that the church especially black churches. Yes, I'll say it. One thing that we had before and we lost it is life. We need revival. If you don't believe me, go to different churches. Just sit around and watch and see if you can find life. And call me and report back to me. You'll be surprised how many churches you can go to and you'll find no life. Yes, I said it. Somebody needs to tell the truth. And that is why the book I just read to your hearing this morning is very important. The question is asked of God, Lord, will you revive us again? That word again means we used to have it. And then the scripture explained why we need revival again. He said, so that your people can live in joy. So that your people can live and be at peace. We need revival. We need revival so that Central Louisiana can be at peace. We need revival so that God's people in this community can live in unity. We need a revival so that people can live peacefully in their home. So the question this morning is very simple. What did the church had before that we lost? You don't do a revival not knowing what you lost. You're just having a program. And you will have a good time, and people come defeated and they go home defeated again. And it's business as usual. The question must be asked, what is it as the body of Christ that we had before, but we lost it? The truth be told, many churches are dead. The truth be told, many Christians, they are walking around, but they are dead. So the purpose of revival is to bring back to life that which is dead. Say, I got it. Why is that important? Because wherever there is life, things grow. Am I right about it? If you, I have a plant in my office, and bless God, one of my friends came in and noticed my plant is dead. It hasn't been watered. Oh, glory. No sunlight to breathe. So the poor plant died. That's what happens to churches. And whenever there is something you had before and it died, the remedy is a revival. Ladies and gentlemen, revival therefore is important because it brings life. It brings change. Revival will bring deliverance to the community. revival will bring healing to the church. It's an insult to God for somebody to be sick and not be healed in the house of God. We need revival. If there is no revival, people will stay dead. If there is no revival, people will stay lukewarm. By the way, just for understanding, there's a difference between outpouring and revival. You know, I have to do this because hundreds and thousands of people are listening to this message. It's not just for your consumption, you know. I love you, but the Lord has enlarged my territory. There is a difference between outpouring. What you witness in the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost, that was an outpouring, not a revival. Brother Pastor, so what is the difference? An outpouring is something that comes from above. A revival is something that comes from the heart. Are you still here this morning? An outpouring is something that comes from outside. On that day of Pentecost, they were at one place, one mind, one accord, and God from outside poured out his spirit upon them. But revival is from within you. In order for you and me to change, in order for you to change any person, you don't change a person from outside. It's an inside job. Are you all still here this morning? All revival starts from the heart. And God wants to change your heart. God wants to change my heart. Why? Because the heart is the place where God hangs out. Can you handle the truth this morning? The truth be told, too many people. Everybody got a heart. But too many people, their heart is broken. Am I telling the truth about it? Too many people, their heart is grieved this morning. You'll be amazed how many people sit in the house of God. Some are listening to me on radio, watching me on television, on social media platform, but their heart is tormented. We need revival. The heart is the center of your real being. That is why Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And he has anointed me to preach the gospel and to heal the brokenhearted. Are you all still here this morning? Revival starts from the heart. Why is that important? Because if you allow God, if I allow God to revive me and change my heart, a changed person can change his family. One changed person can change a city. One changed person can change a parish. One changed man or woman can change a whole state. In fact, a changed man, a changed woman can change a whole nation. So I ask the question again, what is it that the church had before that we lost it and we need God to revive us? Bring that thing to life. If you're making note, I said the first thing is life. Do you remember in your own lifetime how you can go to the church and you can felt the power of God? Another thing that we had before, but we lost it, is the presence of God. Now you understand why the word of God says we are having a form of godliness, but we are denying the power. Are you still here? We used to have the presence of God. What is my message to you? Our hearts needs to be changed. Our hearts needs to be transformed. Your heart, my heart, needs to be changed. Our hearts needs to be healed. Why? So that the presence of God can happen again. A true revival will produce not a program, but a spiritual awakening. How does revival work? When we have a true revival, God shows up and clean the heart of man. You know why he wants to do that? So that he can dwell in our heart. In case you don't know about God, God will not dwell in an unclean temple. So revival is necessary in this church, in this community, in Central Louisiana, if we really want this community to be changed for the better. We need a revival. On the flip side, if we continue to roll with a heart that is not changed, the result is that we will become more and more religious, but not spiritual. We become a powerless bunch of people. We need a revival. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, today in many churches, what we have is what the Bible calls Ichabod. When you go home, go and do your research. I don't want a church where you're just going to feel good. I want you to get understanding. The meaning of Ichabod is a place where God has left. Can you handle the truth? Nice building. No presence. Good singing. No presence. Good preaching. No presence. Nice program. No power. What is my message to you? The churches in Central Louisiana needs revival. Hey, don't turn me off. I'll say it again. The churches in Central Louisiana needs revival. You say, Brother Pastor, hey, what about Chicago? What about New York? Where I have to stay in my lane. God didn't put me in New York. Oh, glory. Nothing personal. I've got to be true to my calling. Why do we need revival? I'm glad you asked. For the sake of time, let me just point out the reason why we need revival is because condition of churches in our community is dry. Indeed. We are busy. We are doing a lot of things. Kudos. Thank God for every church under the sound of my voice. But what is missing is the life of God. What is missing is the presence of God. What is missing is the power of God. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We don't need a program. We need a revival. And God wants to do it. He wants to clean my heart. He wants to clean your heart. What is it that the church had before? That we lost it, that we need revival to bring it to life. I said, number one, the life of God. Number two, the presence of God. Number three, the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to teach the word of God. Many churches have rejected the power of the Holy Ghost. We even reject the move of the Holy Ghost. The churches has become critical of any move of God. Whenever God begins to start a spark of fire, we put it out quickly. You know why? Because we are too busy trying to control the power of God. You say, Pastor, how can you say that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we come every Sunday at 5 minutes for video announcement. We thank God. 5 minutes for opening prayer. The Lord, you're on time now, folks. Holy Ghost, we don't care what you have. We got 5 minutes for you. 10 minutes for praise and worship. Oh, I'm about to mess up your religion. Some of you call it citywide. What? Don't let me flip out now. What an insult to Almighty God. Programs after programs. Even the preacher, oh, you got 40 minutes. That's right, Pastor. Hey, you better hurry up. Pastor, you're taking too long today. That's why God sent you a preacher like mine, so I can get on your nerves. I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be free. I was bound just like the rest of you. The Lord delivered me. We are too busy trying to control the move of God. The truth be told, and you don't need to take my word, ask all these experts, they're smart, they've been around. What we have in most churches now is a production. Entertainment. So the result of that, ladies and gentlemen, no room for the Holy Ghost. The good news is that God wants to revive us. That is why the Lord sent me, not just to this church. My platform is bigger than this church. God sent me to the whole community. It's time for revival. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have not yielded to God's invitation for a revival. What is the purpose of revival? Oh man, my time. Some of us, when we have revivals in our churches, when we have revival in the citywide, or we have revival in the association or denomination, we think it's a time to have a good time. We think it's a time that all of us can come together and shake a booty and feel good. Is that revival? The book of Malachi chapter 1 verse 6 says, you call me your God, but where is my honor? We need a true revival. Amen, somebody. God's original plan for humanity is for us to live in his presence. Not just to have occasional visitation of the Holy Spirit. He wants to be here permanently. That even when there is no church going on, a sinner can enter that door and feel the power of God. God wants us to be revived. God wants us to have life again. God wants us to be alive in our faith and be alive in our love of God and be alive in our relationship with God. Have you ever been in a relationship? Don't raise your hand. Your husband may be looking. You ever been in a relationship? When you're in a relationship, you see you're constantly in communication. You call your partner. You really don't have any reason. Baby, why are you calling? I just want to hear you smile. I just want to hear you breathe. When was the last time you're on a date with the Holy Ghost? You don't have a relationship with God. Anybody in relationship. I mean, you go to bed thinking about your partner. You wake up in the morning thinking about your partner. You dream all night. Don't look at your neighbor now, I told you. Yes, Lord. We need revival. You see, when you have a true relationship with God, let me give you a little diagnosis. A person who has true relationship with God will never be tired of praise and worship. That's what relationship does. You are never tired. By the way, if your partner is sick and tired of being in your, you ain't got no relationship. Go home and tear up that paper. Take off the ring. Oh, Lord, help me. We'll be singing 3 minutes. Oh, I'm tired. Revival is for God to become Emmanuel. You understand Emmanuel? God with us. Have you noticed most of the revival that we do, we have a good time for that week. 2 weeks later, it's deja vu again. Party over here, party over there. So we'll be tripping, man. We'll be tripping. The purpose. I see my brother standing up, so I got to hurry up. The purpose of revival, ladies and gentlemen, is for God to restore the power of God. The power. We need power in the house. Have you ever been in a situation where the weather is bad and then Clico shut down power? Guess what will happen in winter when Clico shut off power? Everybody is cold. No heat. That's the problem with churches. Cold, 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 cold. Then we get on Clico. We say, please turn on the power. Revival is what we're asking. This scripture say, Lord, will you please turn on the power? The church is too cold. Let me say this in conclusion. I see you, brother. So how? How can we have this thing called revival? It's very simple. Number one, we need hunger. What did I say we need? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Am I still in the book? They shall be fed. It don't matter how many programs you go to. If you have no hunger, it's just another event. Don't even go. Save yourself. The question must be asked this morning, are you truly hungry for God? I wish I can spend time with you. To really share my story. I was just another missionary Baptist preacher. Country as I could be. But deep within me, I knew there must be more of God. Hunger will drive you towards God. After you've tried everything else, we need to hunger and thirst after him. It don't matter what the name of the church. It don't matter what denomination. It don't matter whether you're male or female. Are you hungry for God? Are you tired of being a powerless Christian? You know something else we need? We need broken hearts. God cannot fix a heart that refuses to be broken. He will not impose himself upon you. He respects your free will. And let me say this in conclusion, folks. All of you who are in prayer ministry, another thing that will cause revival is when you begin to pray. You receive not because you never ask. It's not about program. It's about going after God. On the day of Pentecost, if you read your Bible, the first thing you will see is that they prayed. They were gathered at the upper room and start praying for the move of God. So it was no coincidence when God showed up. You know what we are messed up with? We are busy looking for a good speaker. We heard about a preacher in Detroit. Oh, we heard about a preacher in Los Angeles. Oh, we don't care how much he's going to charge us. He will entertain everybody. He can hoop. Oh, you ha! That's the problem, Pastor. In conclusion, everybody stand to your feet. I'm done. Open your Bible to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 5. Verse 14. Make sure it's in your Bible. And this will be my invitation to every one of us. The Bible said, arise, everyone that is sleeping. Make sure it's in your Bible. Awake from your what? God wants to wake us up. God wants to revive us. You know when you know you need revival? It's very simple. Ask yourself, how much time have you been spending with God? Ask yourself, how much time have you been spending in prayer? Ask yourself the question, do you feel distant from the lover of your soul? Can I tell you something about women? a woman can tell when you have left the relationship. Long before you say goodbye. Oh, Carl York don't want me to tell the truth. The same thing with the Holy Ghost. He can tell when you are in a distant relationship. You worship him out of convenience. You cry unto him only when you are in trouble. Only when you want something from his hand. And he's inviting you and me this morning. Everyone that is sleeping, it's time to wake up. This is the time when you say, more of you, less of me. And if that's your desire this morning, we have only a few more minutes to pray. See if we'll program everything, you know. Find your way to the altar. I want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and whole, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Let's sing that song again. Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary, pure and whole, tried and true. Say it again. Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a Father and our God, I thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for giving us a rude awakening. Thank you for the wake-up call. Even me, Lord. Thank you for your desire to cleanse our heart. We covet your presence, O God. We covet your anointing, O God. We just don't want tradition. We just don't want a program. We need your presence. Fill us with your Holy Ghost. Baptize us, oh God, with your Spirit. Create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us. Lord, don't cast us away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Lord, I pray for restoration, restoration, restoration. Restore to us the joy of thy salvation. Renew the right spirit within us. Somebody standing before this altar this morning with a broken heart. Somebody here today is hungry for your presence. Somebody is crying out, Lord, if you can use anything, you can use me. Lord, I pray for your anointing upon that man, upon that woman. I pray for the touch of the Master upon that man, upon that woman. Even me, Lord. You said it, I believe it. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. It's not been conceived in the hearts of men. What you, God, has in store for us. We tap into that anointing right now. In the precious name of Jesus, bless us again. In the precious name of Jesus, use us mightily for your glory. In the precious name of Jesus, grant us a double portion of your anointing. We receive it by faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Come on, give the Lord God a clap offering. I want to thank you this morning for your willingness to study the Word of God with me. The Word of God is like a sword. It cuts both ways. Even me. Thank God that God is fixing to revive our community. I'm excited about what God is fixing to do. Amen. If you're here today, you're looking for a church home, and you want to be a part of what God is doing here in Central Louisiana, here in Zion Hill, after the benediction, I want to invite you to come to the front. I want to welcome you to this great church. One thing you can always count on, the Word of God will go forth. I hear the Lord say it, Joshua. Do you love me? And I say, yes, I do. He said, feed my sheep. Don't get caught up in the programs. Don't get caught up in the theatrics. Feed my sheep. That's what this church is about. And if you're looking for a place where your soul will be fed, will be nourished, so that you can grow in the love of Almighty God, I invite you to make that decision today. After the benediction, I'll be standing right here with my wife, and we invite you to come forward. Lift your hands towards heaven. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you from the arrows of men, from the bullets of this world. May the Lord shine his face upon you. May the Lord prepare for you a table, even in the presence of your player haters. it shall be well with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
All right, as you are giving to the Lord, I want y'all to stand up on your feet, because it's time to be alive in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on, I want y'all to stand up on your feet. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise. Come on, let's go. Now, you don't have to be bound. Let the Lord set you free.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please call